He'd build these attacks of scrapers and teams, but they didn't mount to too much.
Uh-huh.
They might go dry when summertime comes.
When you need them, you couldn't count on them.
But nowadays, you build one 10 or 12 hours, it'd float a steamboat nearly. I worked on them old tanks when a big old kid had to drive a team or something, work on them maybe a week. Get on, they wouldn't mount anything hardly.
Just couldn't move the dirt,
but
huh?
It's not, of course it'd mount a whole lot if you got out of water and they didn't happen to go dry, but they might go dry on you.
Yeah. Did you ever raise peanuts or goobers?
What?
Ever raise peanuts or goobers?
No, no. Poor used to farm some, but he'd raise mostly corn.
Uh-huh.
But, well, after country settled up, he had a lot of this land he took a lease on from the Indians, and these people he'd rented out to had raised peanuts and cotton, but he never did.
What kind of soil do you need for that?
For the peanuts?
Yeah.
Well, you'd want sandy soil for that, loose, kind of loose sandy.
Uh-huh.
Of course, you wouldn't just want that old white sand, but you'd want kind of sandy soil.
Was that called loam or something?
Yeah, I guess that's what you'd call it, sandy loam.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And you'd want, for corn or cotton, I'd think you'd want that pretty good black dirt.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, 50 years ago in the cotton crop, half a bale and a quarter of a bale.
Yeah.
Man came down from Payne County. Wonder if that was some fella from A&M up there. I was thinking of the notice you showed me in the paper here a while back.
Yeah.
Well, what would you call this road that goes from the house down there to the other road?
Well, I guess you just have to call it a farm road, I reckon, because it couldn't hardly be anything else. There ain't no farming no going on. I don't know what you would call it. Them going up and down them roads, lanes there, well, they call them now farm-to-market road.
Uh-huh.
But one going down across this pasture, I don't know what you'd call that kind of road. It used to be what you'd call a trail when the cattle tromped it out.
Uh-huh.
But of course it ain't that now.
And how about the road that this meets over here about 4 miles?
Well, that's, I guess you could call it a,
it's not a gravel road.
Yeah. It wouldn't be a highway, would it? No. Well, it long before they got these gravels around over the country hauling them in here, they just called it a dirt road, is what I'd call it.
Uh-huh.
That's what it was, dirt.
Uh-huh.
But most of them now have got gravel on them.
And over here, west of here, the dirt road meets the
what? Yeah. I guess that'd be it. It's got gravel on it, though, but I guess you'd call it a dirt road.
Uh-huh. I was thinking about State Highway 3 over here.
Oh, that's what you'd call a highway.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Paved,
I thought you meant
or?
These country roads here.
Uh-huh.
It's number 3 and on over there. West of Stonewall, that's 99. And then it's another one right down here coming out of Tupelo going north, hits 48.
Uh-huh. What would you call a ditch down beside a road?
Well, they'd call it a bar ditch, I reckon.
Uh-huh.
A drain, no, it wouldn't be a drain, it'd be a bar, I guess.
Well, you take it from there and put it up on top of the road, huh?
Yeah.